You are listening to ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Varentos-Whitfield, Communications and Social Media Specialist. What started as a student film project morphed into a 91-minute independent film that profiles the life of a bright and kind-hearted young woman trapped in a chaotic household. Milagro, a film by TAMU senior Jose Luis Montoya, will be presented Thursday, November 3rd at 7:30 p.m. in the TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall. The film is in Spanish and subtitled in English. Admission is free of charge and open to the public. Montoya wrote and directed the film shot in its entirety in Nuevo Laredo, Tamaulipas, Mexico, using high-definition video with Dolby Digital 5.1 surround sound audio. Montoya said, "The idea of Milagro was developed 3 years ago when I noticed a young girl was taking refuge on the sidewalk in front of her house while her parents argued loudly inside. The experience led him to further analyze the problems youth face when trapped in chaotic families," he said. The screenplay, which took 2 years to complete, is about Milagro, a young woman subjected to cruel treatment by her stepsister, Odessa, immersed in her old world of greed and darkness. Milagro's goal throughout the film is to go to school and earn a degree to better herself. But one day, a powerful book finds its way into her hands and unravels an intense battle between good and evil. Created with the support of a group of young aspiring actors and friends experienced in the art of cinematography, editing, and music, the young visionaries behind Milagro believe that kindness begets kindness and culture can create more culture. For more information, please contact the TAMU Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services at 956-326-2180 or email prmis@tamu.edu. If you are interested in attending graduate school, TAMU offers more than 21 graduate academic programs in the Colleges of Arts and Sciences, Education, Nursing and Health Sciences, and the E.R. Sanchez Jr. School of Business. The university's Graduate Studies Open House will be held Tuesday, November 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Student Center Ballroom for those who need more information on how to apply for university admission or would like to apply on-site. The event is free and open to the public. Suzanne Alford, director of the Office of Graduate Studies, said a degree can help improve one's chances of earning a higher salary, and this is the chance for those considering furthering their careers to make this first step. Spring admissions deadline is November 30th. For more information, please call the Office of Graduate Studies at 956-326-3020 or email graduateschool@tamu.edu. You can also view on the web at tamu.edu/gradschool. In recognition of its multi-pronged campus-wide green initiative, TAMU has been named the recipient of the Community Green Award by KGNS, the CW, and Telemundo Laredo. The award was fittingly presented in outdoor ceremonies in the university's Lamar Brini Vergara Memorial Garden, with TAMU President Dr. Ray Keck being joined by TAMU students in receiving the award. Among the university's Green Initiative components considered for the award were its University Success Center, constructed to LEED's silver standards and including solar panels. Also noted were TAMU's collection and recycling of HVAC runoff, which has recovered over 900,000 gallons of water, electric campus carts, auto lighting shut off in buildings, establishment of green spaces on campus, xeriscaping and mulching, light bulb, cardboard, and a copier, printer, toner, cartridge recycling and participation in city recycling programs. TAMU President Dr. Ray Keck said the involvement of TAMU's student body in green initiatives has been pivotal. Students have not only been vocal, but involved in this ongoing initiative. They have also led community cleanup efforts along the Rio Grande River and Slaughter Park, he noted. For more information on the university's green initiative, contact the Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. Get the latest news and events and stay informed with TAMU's RSS feeds. Have news stories and calendar items delivered to your smartphone, tablet, or desktop when you click on the RSS feed icon on the TAMU homepage. It's that simple and it's free. RSS, an XML-based format, is used to share and update feeds from various sources such as news websites, blogs, or podcasts. The updates appear on news aggregators or feeds on your computer or mobile device. With the feeds appearing in one place, users save time by reading updates on one page instead of going back to the website several times a day looking for updates. It also saves subscribers from getting email fatigue by not requiring users to sign up for a newsletter. TAMIU students, faculty, and employees can add the TAMIU RSS feed to the university's portal, UConnect. Other news aggregators are Google News, Google Reader, MyYahoo, Pulse, Feedly, and News 360. This latest tool, offered by TAMIU for the university and local community, confirms TAMIU's place on the front burner of technology-assisted communication and outreach. TAMIU will also launch a smartphone application for iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and iPad. For more information, contact the Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. And for more information on any of these stories, please visit us at tamiu.edu. And for calendar items, please visit us at tamiu.edu/calendar. Find us also on Facebook and Twitter at TXAMIU.